Maseches Chulin has been dedicated in honor of Leslie Westreich, Elazar Meir ben Harav Yehoshua, a great chavrusa and friend. The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Chulin Daf Pei, let's discuss a different facet in this shir of our discussion of Yosef Ezbenay. We started discussing this in the previous shir, now let's take it further. The Tvua Shor, the classic Mefarish on Hilchos Shechita, which is the sefer that accompanies every loimid of Maseches Chulin from the beginning to the end, the Tvua Shor and Simon, the Yerideh, Simon Dezayin, Sivkotin Yud Beis, wants to know, he has an interesting sophic, he wants to know, Yosef es Benoi, Yeshech the mother, Yeshech the Vlad. What happens, let's say Yeshech the two of them, Bebas Achas? The two of them, Yeshech the, literally Bebas Achas, with one Maseches Shechita. Meaning say, what's the Chakir? Do we look at Yosef es Benoi as being an Isser than when you shech the mother? So then there's an Isser that's chal on the Vlad to be shechted. Shechting the mother renders the Vlad, like we said, it's possible, becomes possible to bring as a carbon. It becomes a chatichat Isser, it becomes Osser to shech that animal. That's one way of looking at Yosef es Benoi. The Isser is on the Vlad, or we could say no. What happens is, there's an issur to do a ma'aser shechita, but a ma'aser shechita is not a regular ma'aser shechita. It's an issur to do a ma'aser shechita. There's some type of name of a ma'aser called b'yom echad to shech the mother and the vlad. Even though it's not one ma'aser, you don't do them together. 9 o'clock in the morning, you shech the mother. 7 o'clock p.m., you shech the vlad, you even issur the ma'aser. Where's one ma'aser? Torah was mechadish that shechting a mother and a vlad b'yom echad is a ma'aser issur. That's the Chiddush HaTorah. So the issue is on both. If the issue is on both, so then shechting both of them with Bas Achas would be also. If you say that shechting the mother renders the Vlad as having an issue, so that's only after shechting the mother, you could say that there's an issue that was chal on the Vlad. What happens if before the mother even died, you shechted, you consummated the Maaser Shechita on the Vlad? You shechted the mother, while you're still finishing up the shechita of the mother, you went straight into the shechita of the Vlad, before the mother died, the Vlad is shechted. So it's bebas achas. Is it shaykh that an issa was chal on the Vlad before the mother actually was fully shechted, that died? Obviously not. That's his chakiru, a nafkamina, which is not muchach, but it's a point to ponder, is that we have by us in the Mishnayis, coming up, Daf Pei Aleph, about if an animal is sold in the open market, you don't know, maybe that it's a young animal, it's definitely possible that the mother, the cow, of this animal is definitely alive. So when could you rely on the Meicher, when can you rely on the Meicher to tell you, give you factual information about whether the mother was sold and maybe shecht on that day? Or if the mother was sold, could you have to assume they were shecht that day, was saved for another day? Depends if it's before Yom Tov or not, so on. What about chazaka? What about the fact that every animal that's sold has a cheskas that's mutter lishchot, that's mutter, that has a heter shchita? Why can't you rely on a chazaka? So if we say that what's chal is an issur on the Vlad, so for sure that when the Vlad was born, it had a cheskas heter, that's allowed to be shechted. It was born Tuesday, January 1st. It's allowed to be shechted on Tuesday, January 1st as a chazaka to make kara, even when you get to Thursday, January 3rd, even though maybe theoretically the mother was shechted on that day, it doesn't make a difference. Has a cheskas heter, you're allowed to be samech on that. But if we say the Isser is shechting the two of them together, it's not chal on the Vlad. It's doing the act of shechita on one day of a mother and a child. So what shaykh a heter, a chazoka on the Vlad? Even the Isser itself is not a Isser on the Vlad. You can't say the Vlad is oimid b'cheskas heter. Okay, that's the chakira of the Tvua Shor. The Arsameach in the Surah Bia Perek Beis has an interesting parallel to such a type of chakira. He wants to know what is the Isser in Arayis of Chamoiser. Chamoiser, marrying one's mother-in-law. A lot of things you shouldn't do with your mother-in-law, especially joking around. But what about Rachmanis on Arayis with one's mother-in-law is punishable. As an Erva Chamura, it's not Beskilo. It's not Bechenek, like a sister and an aunt and so on. It's Besreifa. One who's bo, the bia sura, on isho bito, the halacha is besreifa. And the question is over there, what's the isser? Is the isser that when one marries a woman, so then an isser is chal on his mother-in-law? A mother-in-law is a shame isser. The same way a sister is an erva, a mother is an erva, a daughter is an erva. A mother-in-law, A mother-in-law is a shem erva, or no. The iser erva is not the mother-in-law per se, but there's an iser being baal isha obita. What would seem to indicate more that it's a different type of iser. That's not a shem, it's not the relationship called the mother-in-law which creates the shem erva. But it's the being baal isha obita is the fact that there's a discussion, Taisus, in the beginning of Yavamas, Taisus, the end of Yavamas, that it could be, despite the fact that all our ayahs, when's a woman become an eshes ish, or a sister-in-law? As when are relationships called halachically asuring up all the kroivim? Bikidusha. Not when the man and the woman live together as husband and wife, by the nesuin, but when he's mekadosher. You do not need nesuin to create an iser of our ayahs. A man is mekadosher isha, he thereafter is not allowed to be born any of her relatives. Masha enken by a mother-in-law, l'choyre, the Taisus discusses based on the sugya in Yavamas Daf Tzadik Vav, that should be told in Nisuin. This would seem to indicate more that the Isser in Nisuin is the head to beer. That the Isser is the bias isho bita, not so much that marrying a woman renders her mother an erva called mother-in-law, but that the being baal isho bita, even though the Nisuin is not the beer itself, the Nisuin is the heter beer, but that creates, kill is a reality of a Baal, Isho, Bito, together. That L'Choiru would be a Shtikl Smach L'Dover, except that the Taisus is very Shver. Had explained the Taisus is a whole discussion, not great. In any case, Dar Sameach compares the two, and he brings a Gemara, increases Daf Tezvov. The Gemara is discussing vis-a-vis the fact that by us there's a Manda Omar, we're going to have later on the Gemara and Daf Pei Beis, there's a Manda Omar Sumchus, the Tana Sumchus holds in the Mishnah and Daf Pei Beis, that if one shechts a Vlad, one has three generations of cow in his barn. He shechts the granddaughter and the grandmother. Shechting the middle generation, the sandwich generation, the mother of one, the daughter of the other, would carry with it two malchus and two punishments, because he's over oisiv has been a klape the mother and klape the vlad. We hold that no, since Lamaisi only did one maisa iser of shechting the sandwich generation, so it's only one maisa iser, it only carries with it one penalty. Sumchus holds that because there's two averis encapsulated in one maisa, it's a maisa iser that renders an iser legabi its mother and legabi its daughter, that becomes grounds to punish him twice, he gets two malchus. That's shita sumchus. The Gemara increases that Tezvov says that there's a difference between that sumchus only says he can be chayv two malchus only when there's gufin mechulakim. Gufi mechulakim means that since, even though you're only doing one ma'isa iser, but since the iser is vis-a-vis the mother of the one you shechted now and the daughter, those two are two distinct animals. If they're two distinct animals, they render in the one ma'isa that you're doing, the sandwich one, they renders that k'ilu you're doing two ma'isa. Why? Because there's two behemoths that are causing the iser of shechting this one, the specific one in the middle. That's over there. It says the Gemara increases Daf Tezvov. By Chamoisoy, what happens if there'd be a woman who'd be his mother-in-law and his grandmother-in-law? It's hard to believe somebody could stay sane in such a situation. What would that mean? That would mean that a man married a woman and he married that woman's aunt, in which case his wife, one wife, her mother is also his wife's grandmother because he's married to the niece. Let's say he married a woman. That woman's mother is his mother-in-law. Then he married his first wife's niece. There's no issue of marrying a woman and her niece. But for that niece, his former mother-in-law is now also his grandmother-in-law. What happens, Rahman son, if a man would be bought on that woman? There's one ma'isa issa, one ma'isa bia, but it has in it the element of two Isurim, Chamoise and Em Chamoise. The Gemara says, like we said, increases Daf Tezvov, that over there it's not Gufim Mechulokim. So there's only one carbon to be brought, only one Einish to be gotten. Why not? Why is it not Gufim Mechulokim? Says Rav Meir Simcha that the Oimik, the Pshat in the Gemara is that the mother and the daughter, we collect our Hakira. Says Rav Meir Simcha, the mother and the daughter are both part, the dynamic of Oisiv Esbenoi is not an Isser that after you shech the mother, you're not allowed to shech the Vlad. Shechting the mother and the daughter together b'yom echad is a ma'isa of iser. Is a ma'isa of iser. Now, says Rav Meir Simcha, that means that both of them are part of the dynamic. If they're both part of the dynamic, that means that there's two things here. Each one can create a different dynamic on the one ma'isa of shechting the sandwich. That's what it means, gufa mechalak. Gufa mechalak means that if there are two distinct bodies that are creating the reality of that ma'isa which you do now, then we can look at that ma'isa, even though there's one physical act, we can look at it halakhically as two acts because each one is generated in reaction to somebody else. There's the older of the cows, there's the younger of the cows. Those are two different animals. Each one creates the reality of the dynamic of doing a ma'isa issa by shechting the sandwich. That's called two different ma'isim, even though physically you're only doing one act. That's the opinion of Simchas. We argue on that. But at least as far as Sumo is concerned, that's called two different acts. Ma'ashen kein, by mother-in-law with grandmother-in-law. There, it's not the pshat that there's an iser on the isha ubito. The dynamic is that if a man marries a woman, then the woman, who's his wife's mother, becomes an iser ever called a mother-in-law. She's one woman who's also to him. He has there's a forbidden relationship with that woman. So let's say she becomes also for a different reason. They're still having the relationship with her as only one relationship. There isn't a dynamic of, now you're having a relationship with her and her daughter, and her with her granddaughter. No. She becomes a mother-in-law is a chatichet yisur. A mother-in-law is a woman who's also. She's an erva. So if she's a mother-in-law, she's a grandmother-in-law, she's still only one woman. It's one woman. There's only one relationship. So no, it's not called two ma'isim, a bo'ale, where they only carry one inch. So here we have a clear hachro. Hein l'gabi oisiv es benoi, and had to learn chamoisiv em chanoisiv, despite the fact that we supported the other tzad in the chakira, that a mother-in-law and a grandmother-in-law is also the two women together, but Rimei Simcha assumes not that way. Again, he's based on a sugya, increases Daftes Vov. Now, let's point out a different thing in this context. The Shach, in Yerudei Simitez Zayin, Sivkot Mechofei, talks about, not really a Shach, it's really a Sif in Shulchan Aruch over there, the end of Simitez Zayin, points out what happens, let's say, you shech the behema, and then the Vlad wanders off and becomes mixed up in a whole crowd. Becomes mixed up in all crowd. Now, you have a problem, because one of those animals, Teshech would be an Issa der Eisav Eisav Es Benoi. Do we say that that one animal, let's say it's mixed in now with a herd of another 100 animals, becomes Batel Beroiv? So, there's a discussion over there. One problem is that the Gemara tells us in many places that there are certain things that are not Batel because of their Cheshivus. One of those things is Balei Chaim. An animal does not become Batel. If an animal that's also becomes mixed up in a herd of 1,000, 10,000 animals, he got mixed up in the whole state of Texas with 100,000 animals, he does not become Batel Beroiv. Why? Because of its Cheshivus. Says the Yad Avrom, Yad Avrom is a pirush that's printed in some Shulchan Aruch, and he says, a gevaldige nekuda, he says, he brings it from the Chavis Yor, one of the classic tshuvas from 400 years ago, that this that Balchai loy batli is only when the Balchai itself is awesome. The Balchai is awesome. Lashon animals are sharniskol, he has an isur ano, he becomes posel hakrovo, so mele he gets mixed up in another 1,000 animals, he doesn't become batli, you can't bring any of those animals as a carbon. He says, but Isur is benoy. There's no isur in the animal. The what happened? The calf wandered off and it got mixed up in a crowd of animals. There's something usur about that animal. You're not allowed to do a ma'isa of shechting the two. So if you have a sofik b'fanecha, which animal could you shech? You have a roiv that you could rely on. It's not. There's no bittel on the animal, and the bittel won't work because it's a balchai and balchai chashivi. Because you're not trying to be mevatel the animal. You're trying to be mevatel the possibility legabi the person who shechted that he's not doing a ma'isa. Says the Chavis Yoyer, despite the fact that there's a sheet of the Bahag is from the Goinim, and it's the classic Sefer Bahag, which very often is brought to Laloch, but over here says something which all the Rishonim reject categorically. The Bahag says that Oisev es Benoi, the Vlad that shechted be'isr becomes also to eat. We have Mufurish Gemara in Chum, Daf Kuf Tezvav, we quoted in the previous shiur, the Gabi Kol Shati, after the Gemara says Mufurish not that way, the insinuation of the Gemara by us in Perakos Viz Benoy is not that way, you are over the Issa, you are over, but Lamai said there's no Issa Achila. But the Bahag says not that way, he has to figure it out with the Gemara. So the Chavis Yoyer points out the Loit the Bahag, we're talking about an animal that's also. The animal becomes also, so Mele when you shecht it becomes also to eat. But we don't hold that the animals also to eat. We hold that there's a Maisa Isser of shechting the two animals together. The Maisa Isser of shechting the two animals together, the animals of Chatir Disura, therefore it definitely becomes bottle. And Mele, your heter of pulling out one and shechting doesn't have a problem. It's like a regular finding a piece of meat and not knowing what it is. You're allowed to rely on Roiv. And that's Talocha. One last illustration of the same idea. We have a sugya in Tmurid of Dalad called the Ovid Loi Mahani. The Gemara says, Machloek Sabai Verova, the Gemara says that anytime a person is over an Isser, the product of that Isser will not be chal. The Gemara discussed in the Marshall, if you're not allowed to marry a woman, then you're not allowed to do a Kedushin with a certain woman, let's say a Kohen with a Grusha, so if he married her, it won't be chal. They're not married. Then the issues between them is not how, why? Iovid called the Omer Achmona Loisavid, don't do it. Iovid, if you did it, Loimani, it's not how. Frekta mechaschenechem mitzuresh tzadik dalit, sifch oizbeis, apashto kasha beoisivez menedetar said, don't check. Why is it mutter? Again, the Bahag maybe is coming from that, even though the sugis is not like that. But we have sugis mefuroshes that say that you're allowed to eat the product of a shkitas isov oizivez menedet. Why? So, we have a principle, Nesivis. Other Achareim discuss, we'll say over Nesivis because the illustration is a beautiful illustration. The Nesivis, when he's talking about Mekach u'memka b'Shabbos, in Chosh Mishpat, Simen Reish Ches, wants to know if somebody buys and sells on Shabbos, Mavur and Shulchan Aruch over there in Chosh Mishpat, that the car is sold, Guy Rachmanson kept his car dealership open on Shabbos. You're not allowed to sell on Shabbos. He sold the car. The car is sold. He came to, he did tshuva matzah Shabbos. He went to the Rebbe's Tish. Sunday morning he goes to the guy and he says, the sale was not a sale. I sold it on Shabbos. Tough luck. It was sold. It's sold. Why don't we say Yovid Lai Mahani? Because only in Issa Drabbanon? No. Says in the Sivis that the Issa Mekhumemka is not that a car shouldn't be sold on Shabbos. Chazal don't have a problem with a car transferring hands, going from Reuven's hands to Shimon's hands on Shabbos. They have a problem with the act of selling. The maso maton, the act of buying and selling on Shabbos is something that's a zilzul on Shabbos. Like the Gemara says, it's also the mechira. You don't sell something, it's the act of mechira. Let's say somebody would sell something on Friday and it's only chal on Shabbos, it wouldn't be a problem. This is a grounds for major discussion. Legabe placing internet bids, legabe operating things that buy and sell on websites on Shabbos, beyond the subject of our shir, obviously. But in any case, the Siva says that since the issue is the maisa, not the toitzon, not the outcome, so over there there's no Yovid Leimahani. Yovid Leimahani is only when the Torah doesn't want you to do something, then that which is created be iser, the Torah doesn't allow that creation to have halakhic validity. But where the Torah didn't want you to do something, if you did it for fallen, do tshuva. But the toitzon, which the Torah never had anything against in the first place, is not the iser, it's not the point. The same is true of Oysev Es Benoy. The point is not that Oysev Es Benoy, the Torah doesn't want a child with a mother shechted b'yemecha. The point is the Maisa Shechita on both of them. It's like we said, it's a Maisa Shechita on both of them. So well, that's why there's no mochim to aser, because the point is the Maisa Shechita. The point is not the Tetzor, that the two of them are geshochnu, that the Vlad is geshochnu. That's another illustration of this principle in Oysev Es Benoy.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.